At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well, on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. It's 5:30 on a Wednesday, which is not typically the time we do never read the comments, but we don't have a show tomorrow, so maybe we should read some comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, we got a lot of different stuff. A potpourri, if you will, of never read the comments this week. We got some football. We got some soccer in here. Soccer. We got some shout outs in the comments. We got some of them at Craig Hoffman. We got some of them at the Team 980. There's a lot of different stuff we got. Let's start off with some fun ones, kind of warm it up as we tend to do. We start off with some comments on Take Command. And Anthony, this made me laugh. So we're talking about all the scheme stuff with Jaden and the different up-tempo stuff that Cliff uses. And I was like, you know, we can get it. I remember saying it. And then I remember thinking, there's going to be people that ask for this. But I remember going, you know, we could get really into the nitty gritty here. We'd probably lose people, but, you know, we'd be here for an hour and we don't have time for that. And sure enough, Anthony, I should have known better than to threaten people with a good time. Bladum D6029. More nitty gritty, please. To which Norm Adamus says, yep, I was like, hit us with it, guys. I'll stay up late and watch for hours. I should have known better, Anthony. Should have known better than to threaten folks with a good time.
Yep.
There's also this one from Maddie McMatmat, which, again, real thing. Maddie McMat, Matt, but the last M-A-T, or last Matt is only M-A-T. The others, M-A-T-T-Y, McMat, M-A-T-T, M-A-T. Some inconsistency there, Maddie McMatmat.
I was about to say, what in the world?
And in case there's multiple Maddie McMatmats, this one's Maddie McMatmat 5822. Says, Monolith and Obelisk. Logan is the professor for a reason. Logan's a funny man because sometimes he says really big words and you're just like, you're the smartest person I've ever met. And there's other times where he hasn't heard of something or like he's not, because he's not super online. He's out there being Dad Logan and Coach Logan and Analyst Logan. And I'm like, do you live under a rock? Funny guy, that Logan Paulson.
That's your man, man.
That is my guy. My guy. I love that funny man, Logan Paulson. And he also has no problem laughing himself when he's like, yep, I sure do live under a rock. What are you talking about? This thing that everyone is talking about. All right, let's get to the football. And we got first a response to our segment, Anthony, about whether or not the Commanders have done enough to address the defensive line issues that made them not successful against the Philadelphia Eagles last year. Kaiser Soze 540 says, Craig, stop making Dante Fowler the scapegoat for our run defense. He was a situational pass rusher and the only one that could win one-on-one. 10.5 sacks and a touchdown. Our tackles, linebackers, and defensive ends were atrocious against the run, and none of them can win one-on-one. Situational pass rusher, he says. Right? Right? Anthony, how many defensive ends, edge players, played more snaps than Dante Fowler for the Washington Commanders in 2024?
I'm going to say Dorrance.
You can stop naming people. That's it. That's the list.
I'm about to say, I think that's it.
He was supposed to be a situational pass rusher. He was not a situational pass rusher. He was an every down type of player. That was the problem. And making sure that that was not going to be the case again was why they, I think, had a disagreement over him coming back. He probably was like, I played great. I want to do this again. And they were like, yeah, you played more and better than we expected. But like, that's a relative thing. We expected you to be awful against the run if you ever had to be an every down player. And you were merely bad, my guy. And so that's the thing is he wound up playing a lot more than he was supposed to. And there were some times that he won one-on-one and took guesses and made tackles for loss. And like, he was an impactful player. Sometimes the impact was negative. And unfortunately, against the Eagles specifically, there's a couple of the big plays that go off of left end that are right end defensively, left side of the offensive line, that are Dante Fowler's fault. The first big run, the 60-yard touchdown from Saquon Barkley in the NFC Championship game, is because Dante Fowler does a dum-dum. He spins back inside, takes out two of his own guys, including Bobby Wagner, and Saquon's out the gate. Like, it happens, but it shouldn't happen on the first play of the game because you do something outrageous that you know better than to do, especially against that team with that guy. So it's not about like making Dante Fowler a scapegoat. It's saying, hey, this is the problem was we didn't have the players last year to make it so that Dante Fowler was a situational pass rusher, something he can be very good at and is his highest and best use. Thus, he was overexposed, and thus the exposure caused problems. This year, with guys like Dietrich Wise, they have better first and second down edge players, more options out there. Cleveland Furl, a backup as opposed to a starter, and a guy that was supposed to be the starter over Fowler last year, and then he was hurt most of the year. They have the depth. They have the pieces. Kinlaw can play out there. Payne can play a big edge if they really need. Jacob Martin is the situational pass rusher, and he's not as good as Fowler, but it is what it is. Like, they have the depth this year to do some different stuff, or they can play some 3-4 looks with Frankie out on the edge, and they have the beef inside to make that work. So I just think that, like, again, if we're not trying to blame anybody in particular. Fowler's name comes up a lot because of the Eagles game and the specific 60-yard touchdown, but it's a much bigger story about what Dante Fowler playing as much as he did last year meant for that version of the Commanders versus what it's going to be this year with him not in the picture at all and significantly better run players, more balanced first and second down players being on the field for those snaps.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team understood, you know, what our Achilles heel was last year, and they made the necessary, you know, acquisitions to address that problem. Just like offensively, they understood what one of our Achilles heels, I think, you know, just being behind on the sticks and, you know, all these penalties that were caused by, you know, Coleman or, you know, whoever. But I just think they took a full review of the season, addressed those problems in the offseason, and hopefully it's going to end up, you know, being better for us. But us not bringing Dante Fowler back, I don't think is going to be the end of the world.
No, I mean, I think they would have loved to bring him back, but it was pretty clear that they wanted him back in a certain role, and he did not like that, as seen by the social media activity that followed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, this one was on our Take Command mailbag, Anthony. This one from a Team 980 comment from Jacob. And we were talking on Take Command about how the Commanders did last year and, you know, what happens if Jaden is better this year and some of the situational stuff. And Jacob says, we won a lot of games on the last drive. I don't think it is safe to assume that we will just win 12 again if all things stay the same. We could have easily been 7-10 last year, and us being better than the other team was not always how we won. New Orleans came back to beat us, and by an inch, a backup DB got a fingertip on a ball, and they didn't. The Cowboys swept us pretty handily until our backup came in and threw a wrench in their plan. The Bears overcame a dominant performance by the Commanders, then gave up a Hail Mary. How many Hail Marys do you think we're going to get this year? The schedule is rough. I got 11 really hard games and, of course, 6 any given Sunday dates. I believe we are good. Cincinnati is good. How are they looking? I'm bracing for a disappointing 25 and then a comeback 26 season. I think this is, I mean, one, nobody knows. That's what it means to be in June in the NFL, and it is June 18th today. So I have no idea. But I think the hope is that they will not have to rely on the high variant stuff that they did last year. Unbelievable excellence, historic excellence on fourth down. Scrambling at such a high rate from Jaden Daniels. Obviously, tremendous situational football, a lot of really good third down performances. Obviously, their two-minute stuff was insanely good, both at end of half and end of games. Both offensively, frankly, and defensively. Like, there was just so much good situational football. They are trying to, with how they are building it this year, the offensive line getting better and the defensive line getting better specifically, that is how you get better first and second down. You become more efficient, and that allows you to get more chunk plays offensively. It allows you to be in better situations defensively. And that lack of variance means that you don't have to rely upon the stuff that I think you saw last year and thus all those close games, because you're going to play a slightly different style. That also means, like, one of the things that was high variance that is basically unrepeatable from last year is you're not going to have as many, and I don't even know if this is high variance, it's just highly unlikely is a better way to put it, right? Dog, how many times did they go on like 18 play drives last year?
Couple of times.
I felt like there were two or three every game. It was crazy.
We had one on the first drive against the Eagles.
Yeah, just like, oh, we're going to take 7 minutes off the clock, and now we're halfway through the first quarter, and it's 7-0 Commanders on a 14-play, 80-yard drive where they converted 3 third downs and 2 fourth downs. Oh, okay. Not going to do that this year. The hope is that, hey, Laremy Tunsil's here. Offensive line's a little better. Jaden's got a little extra time. Let's hit that shot down the field to Terry. Let's hit that shot down the field to, you know, let's have time for this high crossing route to play out, and we can hit Debo on the run at 18 yards and let him run away from people. Like, these are the kinds of things. Let's get the ball 60 yards down the field to Noah Brown, and he can either catch it or draw a PI, and we can get a chunk play that way. These are the kinds of things that you're hoping can happen this year. And then the reverse is true on the other side. Oh, hey, it's 2nd and 4 because he just ran the ball for 6 yards on first down. Now our entire playbook's open. We can run the ball again and feel good about it. We can pass the ball short. We can pass the ball off play action. We can just take a straight seven-step drop and chuck the ball down the field. Like, at second and four, the world is your oyster. Now it's going to be second and eight because we got dudes who can stop the run. And, like, that's the plan for the Commanders. And so I do think some of their situational excellence was not as quite high variance as traditionally those situations are, because the Commanders practiced them at such a high level and with such frequency that it wasn't an accident that they were masters. It wasn't luck that they were masters of situational football. But when you invest in the offensive and defensive line, the result is you don't have to rely on that stuff as much because you can just convert more often or prevent the other team from being in good situations and converting as often. And I think the team clearly attacked the offseason that way. Now, does that mean with the harder schedule that they're going to win 12 games? No. But if you can win 10 or 11 and be fresh going into the playoffs with some good injury luck again, then you're in good shape. And that's what we got to say about that.
Yeah, my bad.
Normally you react, Anthony. It's kind of sometimes it feels like I'm dribbling for 22 seconds and I lob you a grenade at the end, but you typically stay ready to shoot. And I looked over and I was like, oh, that ball just landed out of bounds.
Yeah, that was my bad. I was sending an email.
Oh, was it an important one?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. That's good. All right, Anthony, I got this one because it's a soccer question. That okay?
Is this the spirit?
No, it's not a spirit. It's a U.S. men's national team.
Oh, U.S. men's national team. You got that.
Yeah,
sure.
you go send it an email. I'm going to activate one shot. Anthony, off screen. This one from Ronald Tillman. This is an argument that is as old as time, and it's as tired as it is old. We did a segment with our guy Jeff Reuter from The Athletic on the U.S. men's national team and the struggle that they have faced and the terrible situation they look to be in going into the weekend. Now, of course, they went out and beat Trinidad and Tobago 5-0 to open the Gold Cup, so maybe we know nothing. But realistically, when you look at certain statistics and rankings, they are the worst they've been not only recently, but in 25 years. And that is 1 year ahead of when they're going to host the World Cup. Not great. And so Ronald writes in, soccer heads in this country need to understand that the vast majority of Americans aren't that into soccer. Our best athletes that could excel in the sport are playing football as wide receivers and DBs or basketball as guards. We simply don't care as much as the world does otherwise. Our best athletes would participate in the sport at a much higher rate. Ronald, I have bad news for you. This take stinks. This take is stupid. To pretend like the soccer players that we produce aren't great athletes is not the problem. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of what the issue is with the U.S. men's national team program. The athleticism isn't the problem. Typically, the U.S. has actually had one of the more athletic rosters of any team in the world. When they've been good, they've been able to out-athlete other better footballing nations. And then the response for years was, well, we're not technical enough. And so in a truly American answer, everyone's like, get out the cones! And then you have a youth program that's built on a zillion cone drills in a sport that requires tremendous creativity and problem solving and fluidity and togetherness. And so the youth system in this country is not really designed to, as on the men's side especially, to foster, and not to mention, it's a sport that became very expensive at the youth level. So some of our more creative players that might have been great are playing out on the street somewhere and aren't playing travel soccer and not getting into the right youth programs and getting noticed by the right people. Like, we're wasting talent. We're a country of, at this point, nearly 400 million people. We can't find 11, 22, 25, 26 to make up a roster that's competitive. No, it's not because Russell Westbrook decided he wanted to play basketball instead of soccer. Like, would Russell Westbrook potentially be a great soccer player? Maybe, but there aren't a ton of great players that are 6'3 running around. Like, sure, you got some defenders. You got some players that are, you know, basketball guard size. You got some that are DB size. But like, Messi's 5'8", maybe. Like, it's a different body type with different skills. And to pretend like there's an athleticism problem that our best things or doing other stuff is a fundamental misunderstanding of the problem. We have a lack of cohesion and a lack of vision and a lack of togetherness and purpose and so many things that make great teams that has caused problems in the U.S. soccer system. It's not getting the most out of what are actually very talented and athletic players. And that's not to say the players aren't at any fault, but it's not what it could be if there are some different choices made by U.S. soccer over the years. So, Ronald, I hope that helps. Anthony, anything you'd like to add at the end, or did I cover it for what we needed there?
Craig, you did a fantastic job.
Thanks.
ISO shot. You got to the basket. You finger roll high off the backboard, just like you're taught. Great job.
Thanks. Did you finish your email?
I did.
Okay, excellent. Last but not least, we had our guy Mo Egger on. Anthony, this is our little dessert at the end. We had our guy Mo Egger on from 1530 in Cincinnati, and I put Mo on the spot, and I was like, all right, Shamar Stewart of the Bengals, like who's right here? And people really enjoyed that, including Justin Evans, 182, who says, shout out to Craig Bleepin' Hoffman for just straight up asking Mo to pick sides. Exemplary work. I'm going to do that more often. I'm going to start putting people on the spot. I hated it when I was a guest on shows. Actually, that's not true. Sometimes I'm just like, hey, can we stop circling and can we just land the plane? If I don't want to pick a side, I won't. I can give a convoluted answer. People that listen to this show are like, sure you can, buddy. But sometimes there's a clear thing. You just got to know, hey, is there a clear hero and villain here? And if so, who's who? And that's why I get paid whatever bucks I get paid.
The big bucks.
I said what I said. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And here on the Team 980, we're your home for Wizards basketball. And 1 week from tonight, the Washington Wizards and the rest of the NBA will embark on the first round of the NBA draft. Our guy David Aldridge did his NBA Draft Confidential, which is one of my favorite articles of the year. It's actually coming out in three parts. The guards came out today, forwards tomorrow, bigs on Friday. So what are top NBA scouts, executives, and college coaches saying about the top prospects of the guard position in this class? And how does that shape what we feel like the Wizards should do? We will discuss next on the Team 980.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.